Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, we did get a text. Speaking of hockey, we forgot about D3, UW River Falls women's hockey, a perennial power. One of the neighbors played for UW River Falls. Had a great career there. They are playing for the Division III championship tomorrow in River Falls, and they're unbeaten at 30-0, according to our text line. So there's that. Earlier in the day, Twins beat the Rays 6-5 in the Grapefruit League. They rallied to do it. Wild and Blues tonight. Timberwolves on the road at Utah at 8:30 tonight. Loons back at home against LAFC. 7:30 on the Midway at Allianz Field in St. Paul. And Championship Saturday continues over at the U. Golden Gopher Women's Hoops. We should tell you, PWHL, Minnesota now leading New York 5-1 in the third at the X. And they're going to overtime number two in the NCAA Women's Hockey quarterfinals. Minnesota and Clarkson tied at two. It's been a big week for the NFL, a big week for the Vikings. Kirk Cousins has moved on. The Vikings have moved on. There have been free agent signings, etc. There was a trade. The Vikings at the moment have two first-round picks with the draft, the next big event. And the man who covers for the Pioneer Press and online at TwinCities.com, Dane Mizutani, joins us to sort all of this out. Dane, thanks for taking the time in what's been a very busy week for you.
Yeah, crazy week all around. Pretty much from Monday on, it was updates here and there, and Vikings probably one of the most busy teams in the league over that 5-day stretch. So we made it to the weekend, and it's really exciting now to kind of see where the Vikings go from here.
Yeah, and let's start with the big story. And the question was, a week ago at this time, would they get a deal done with Kirk Cousins? Would the Wolves step up and give him what figured to be a ton of guaranteed money? But what emerged early in the week and what Atlanta was offering Kirk Cousins, I think it's fair to say the Vikings would have been silly to put that kind of money out for Kirk Cousins, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think Kwesi Adofa-Mensah probably agrees with you too. I think this was a thing from the beginning. The Vikings were always going to have kind of that lined in the sand, and it didn't seem like the Atlanta Falcons did. It feels like the Falcons kind of were willing to spend whatever it was going to take to get Kirk Cousins there. They have an offense that has weapons. They've invested draft capital into that offense, and they really just need a quarterback to kind of make the thing go. But when you look at the numbers, 4 years, $180 million, $100 million guaranteed, for a guy who's going to turn 36, for a guy who's going to come off a torn Achilles tendon, for a guy that's won one playoff game in 6 years in Minnesota, I don't think the Vikings could have gotten there. I think there was mutual interest. I think the Vikings probably wanted Kirk back. I think Kirk had interest in coming back to Minnesota. But money talks at the end of the day, and money's always talked for Kirk Cousins, and it's just a lot of money for Atlanta was willing to offer.
Yeah, and it is a tremendous amount of money. And in reality, the Minnesota Vikings have so many other needs. 2 years ago, they had that season where everything that could have gone their way during the regular season did on the way to a division championship. You had the Cousins injury a year ago, but they came back to earth. And in reality, they had so many holes to fill defensively and so many holes on this roster that committing that money. And, oh, by the way, the specter of giving Justin Jefferson, the top receiver in the league, a huge contract, you would assume at some point. You just can't make the money work.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. And look at what the Vikings did on the first day of, I guess, free agency, the legal tampering period, whatever we want to call Monday.
Sure.
When Kirk Cousins didn't sign, that opened the door for them to really help shore up their defense. Brought in a guy, John Grenard, out of Houston, super talented guy, 12.5 sacks last year. Instantly going to help that rush off the edge. Brought in Andrew Van Ginkle out of Miami, and then was able to bring home Blake Cashman. Obviously, he starred with the Gophers. Those three signings are a direct byproduct of the money that you don't commit to Kirk Cousins. Now, I know the Kirk Cousins fans will say, well, if you worked an extension out with him, you could have actually taken down that dead cap. And that's something important to remember, is that the Vikings are going to have to pay or against the cap $28.5 million, even though Kirk Cousins is playing in Atlanta. But I think people would say, well, if they worked out that extension with Cousins, they would be able to then in turn get that dead cap down. But I caution you and I remind you, that would be just for this year. The cap hit moving forward would be astronomical for Cousins if you signed him to a deal. And like you said, Steve, there's just so many holes, so many contracts that need to get done. This was something that had to happen if you're just looking at the roster build moving forward. They had to move on from Kirk Cousins. I think they understood they had to move on from Kirk Cousins because of all the holes across the board. And probably the most interesting thing I heard out of this week was even Kevin O'Connell admitted this is probably the right step forward for the franchise. He was a steadfast Kirk Cousins supporter. Yeah. He was a guy who definitely wanted Kirk Cousins back. But I think even when he zooms out and kind of looks at this thing from a 30,000-foot view, this had to happen this week, and the Vikings are going to be better for it in the end.
Yeah, and the question becomes, what is next? We'll get into that. But I want to take a moment. By the way, Dane Mizutani joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Dane covers the Vikings for the Pioneer Press. You can read his work online at TwinCities.com. And I read your piece, and I thought this was a great analysis in breaking it down. Was the Kirk Cousins era with Vikings a failure? And I think you really did a nice job in that piece, kind of laying out his career with the purple, and you know, saying, yeah, you know, the Vikings did some good things, but you know, you couldn't say it was an overwhelming success, and they had all these playoff runs. As you mentioned a moment ago, one playoff win in his tenure here.
Yeah, and I think you have to remember, and I wrote this in the piece, why Kirk Cousins was brought here. He was brought here in March 2018 to win a Super Bowl. He was brought here because that team, as currently constructed, fresh off the Minneapolis Miracle, fresh off the Case Keenum year, rather than run it back with Case Keenum, which objectively would have been a bad call, we saw the regression pretty immediately with Case Keenum the following years and the years to come. But they upgraded to Kirk Cousins with the goal of winning a Super Bowl. It wasn't just let's flirt with the playoffs here and there, let's win some games, let's try and get 10 wins. Like, no, this franchise wanted to win a Super Bowl, and they felt they were ready to do it.
And that's why they tapped Cousins in free agency. So to call it a failure, I get why people would think that's a little bit strong of a word, because there is such a negative connotation with the word failure. But what else can it be? Like, you wanted to win a Super Bowl. You won one playoff game on the way. So it wasn't a successful tenure here. There were moments of success. There was that awesome 13-4 season where, like you said earlier, everything went right. They won an NFC North title. But then they immediately lost to the Giants. So it was a roller coaster when he was here. I understand why people would push back on the notion of failure, but I really think it was.
Yeah. And I invite folks to check that out, because it is a good read on his tenure here in Minnesota. So he moves on to Atlanta. I'm not going to get too far into the weeds on what was said or what he said after signing, but you'd expect a guy that got all that money from his new team to praise over and over the owner, management, the coaching staff, and the team he's playing for. So I'm not going to get into, Kirk and how he left town and what he said about his new organization, whatever. For the Vikings, though, and this is where the general manager and the head coach and all the other people that are part of that front office have to figure out what to do next. You have Sam Darnold, could be a bridge quarterback, could compete for the job going into camp. But in reality, the Minnesota Vikings, are finally going to figure out who the quarterback of the future is this year.
Yeah, I think so. And I think you mentioned it right off the jump, but a clear indication of what the Vikings intend to do, I think, came yesterday morning when reports came out that they had acquired the number 23 pick in the NFL draft from the Houston Texans. I don't think they acquired the number 23 pick in the NFL draft because they've been doing scouting and looking, and they really like a guy at the end of the first round. That is a move, clear as day, that I think sets up a potential another move. And now, it doesn't guarantee that the Vikings are going to be able to trade up to 2 or trade up to 3 or trade up to 4, but certainly give yourself more ammunition to do so when you start to have those conversations. So now the Vikings have number 11, their current pick, and number 23, the pick they acquired yesterday. Those two picks should help you move up in the first round. And if you're moving up in the first round, you are absolutely taking a quarterback. So I think that's where the franchise is right now. I think Sam Darnold, not the sexiest signing, hasn't had a ton of success in his career. There's probably a little bit of untapped potential there, and I think if anybody can get that out of him, it's Kevin O'Connell. But the Vikings aren't prepared to make Sam Darnold their franchise quarterback. The next guy is coming, and I think he is coming as a rookie quarterback in this draft as a high first-round pick. I think the Vikings are going to hone in on some guys over the next couple of weeks, few weeks when the pro days come. They will be out in full force. I'm sure North Carolina's pro day. I'm sure Michigan's pro day. You name it. And they're going to decide which guy we like, which guy we think can run this offense, and which guy we think we can go trade up in the draft and go get.
Then the question becomes, say they move up, they get one of the guys they covet, they get a top four guy, they get a quarterback that they think Kevin O'Connell. Question is, does he go into camp this summer with the chance to start week one? That's a lot to put on a rookie quarterback. And why, having Darnold there, has played games in the NFL and was highly thought of coming out of college, is a good plan B to ease the new guy, the future, into the lineup. Can you let him watch for a year? Maybe not, but at least you've got Darnold there as kind of a, okay, if this kid isn't 100% ready to go week one, we have another plan. Because the three guys we saw in relief for Kirk Cousins a year ago, you can't go into 24 with that.
Exactly, and I think the worst way to handle a rookie quarterback is to throw him into the fire if he's not ready. Yeah. And I think that's what Sam Darnold represents, is if this guy is in over his head, if he looks out of sorts in OTAs, if he looks lost in training camp, well, you don't have to play him because you have a guy who has started 56 games in Sam Darnold. But yeah. I think when you look at kind of what the Vikings probably hope, if they trade up and go get a quarterback, I think it's the hope is that guy is good enough to start. You hope that he can push for that starting job and almost force you to start him. But I think Kevin O'Connell has been pretty clear throughout his tenure how he feels about the development of a quarterback. It's a hard position. It's an even harder position in Kevin O'Connell's offense, which is very complex. I think he would err on the side of let's give this guy time to sit, to watch, to kind of be on the sidelines and next to me and hearing me give the play calls and kind of watching him go down on the field. But I think you're right, Steve. This thing is going to be a competition in going into training camp, assuming they do draft a rookie quarterback. But I think Sam Darnold probably has the leg up right now just with 56 starts under his belt.
All right, and that brings up J.J. You don't go too far. What's the situation with him? I'm still convinced that he's not going anywhere, and they're gonna try and lock him in. But I would assume he's got to be thinking about, you know, in reality, what's the quarterback situation here going forward?
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. I think we'd be foolish to think he's not seen the news this week and thought who's going to be throwing me the ball next year. But I really get the sense that Justin is a confident kid, and he was really just being a good teammate to Kirk last year. I think they had grown very close, no doubt about it. But I don't think it's a thing where now that Kirk's walked out that door, Justin wants to follow him out. I think Justin believes he can produce with whoever's throwing him the ball. Now, that's not something the Vikings can now go take for granted and say, JJ's going to sign no matter what. Like, they have to be very, very pragmatic with their approach right now. But I really think the Justin Jefferson deal is going to get done at some point. I don't think it's going to get done in the next 2 weeks, the next 3 weeks, because, frankly, a lot of these deals drag out, sometimes to training camp, sometimes to the first week of the season. Just look at last year, Nick Bosa signed his deal with the San Francisco 49ers ahead of week one. Missed all of training camp, missed all of preseason, and they got the deal done. It's a deadline-driven league, and right now there is no deadline. I'm sure everyone would want to get the deal done, but the way that contract negotiations work is you give me your offer, I'll give you my offer, let's meet in the middle, and oftentimes that takes time. So I caution Vikings fans too, like, if this takes time, if this continues to drag out, it does not mean Justin Jefferson's leaving. It means this is a contract negotiation for one of the best players in the NFL where a lot of money is going to get exchanged, and those things just take time.
Well, Dane, always good to visit with you, and once again, I appreciate your reporting. Once again, in the paper, the Pioneer Press, and online at TwinCities.com. Have a great weekend.
You too, Steve.
All right, there he is, Dane Mizutani, good enough to join us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.